Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Voice Memos with Joey. I used to do this a lot where I would like walk in the woods with my dog and I would just talk and record. And I come to the woods a lot because I find it's just nice. It's like you can go, you can be free, you can walk. I don't have to put him on a leash. He's very good. He stays near me, but I don't have to put him on a leash. And he listens well, and I don't have to worry about necessarily seeing other people or following laws and restrictions. And I think we have that a lot right now, you know, when we have COVID and everything. And if I do see somebody that's walking close to me, I do put on my mask and all of that stuff. I don't want anybody to think that I don't do anything or I don't respect the rules. But I'm in the woods, right? What, a tree's gonna get COVID? Wait, is that a thing? I'm sorry if that's a thing. Somebody let me know. I'm not trying to kill the trees out here. I love nature. I love everything like this. And it just gets me thinking. And I think it's such a vulnerable time for a lot of people when they're out adventuring. And I think we just need this. I think we need to relax every now and then and just breathe a little. And the best way to do that is not your friggin' air conditioning or not your air filter in your car. I think it's getting outside. And yeah, it's cold as balls out here in Canada. But I think it's really important to allow yourself to breathe. And I love doing these podcasts where I'm just talking randomly because it feels like I'm talking to somebody. It feels like I know you guys are listening. When I try to write notes and I write stuff down, it feels like I'm just talking out to nothing. It feels like I'm just saying words and I'm done. Hey, Franks, let's go this way. And there he comes. He's the best dog in the entire world and makes me very happy. In fact, he changed my life. I was going through a really, really rough time. And I didn't get him because I was going through a rough time. I got him because I was ready. I was ready and I was ready to need something. Something to give me motivation. Something to work on. Something to take care of. Something to cherish and something to appreciate while he's still here. I know that's so sad, but when you buy a dog, you buy a heartbreak. And that's the sad truth of it all. But I'm really happy I did. He's made every day a little bit easier. And I know dogs, like, let me tell you that he's the perfect dog. And he's not the perfect dog for you, he's the perfect dog for me. And in the sense that, like, yes, he's been great. He has never chewed a sock. He's never chewed headphones or licked food off of my plate, anything like that. And that's awesome. But he listens to me. He looks at me and he hears me. He searches for me. He doesn't leave me alone. And it's really, really nice. I think the worst thing that he does in the entire world is always want to play. He's always wanting to please me. And it's awesome. However, he does not cuddle. He does not cuddle. I try to like bring him up to my bed so I can like, I don't know, cuddle my dog and be lovey-dovey. And no, not at all. But he's genuinely changed my life. And a lot of people think that he's carrying a massive stick right now. A lot of people think that any dog can change their life or getting a dog can change their life. Some people are just searching for something totally else, something totally different that necessarily, you know, it might not help them. Because they see it on social media. They see it being a trend. Now, an Australian Shepherd is a very beautiful dog, and that's what I have. And it's a huge trend right now to get one. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28, and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode.
But they require a lot of maintenance. And I see a lot of these YouTubers get them and, you know, I look at their lifestyle and I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that they're going to give this dog the proper life that, you know, I think the breed needs, but maybe they're going to give it the life that dog needs. Maybe that dog's going to be really happy, and I'm sure he is. But I did not get him for a trend, and that's kind of what I'm trying to say here. And I didn't get him because I felt lonely. I did, but I didn't get him for that reason. I got him because he gives me something to look forward to every single day. I always told myself, like, I didn't want a puppy. I wanted a dog. And I say that because if you want a puppy, you got about, like, 8 months of your dog, right? And then they turn into, like, this adult. And they say the puppy phase lasts forever, whatever. But that's bullshit. It's not going to look that way. So fall in love with the dog. Fall in love with everything that it is. Don't fall in love with a puppy. And that just gets me thinking, like, when I'm out here, I think about all the stuff that I'm going to miss. I think about a lot of sad things that people just label as sad, but being in your feelings is not sad. There's no emotion beside in your feelings. You're in your feelings discovering and understanding all the different types of feelings that you are facing and that you are going through. And I think that's really interesting. I think that's really cool. And so when I'm walking through these woods, I think about one thing that, you know, is classified as really sad. I think about my parents dying. I think about losing my girlfriend. I think about my dog getting lost in the woods. And I think about these things that are really sad because it helps me appreciate the fact that they're still here. Now, I know that's probably a dark way to think about it, but there's that saying, right? You don't know what you have until it's gone. Well, I'm over here imagining it gone. That way I know what I have. I'm here to appreciate everything that I have in this life because I know it goes quick. I've lost a lot of friends to suicide. I've lost a lot of friends to car crashes, alcoholism, everything. And I'm not here to not appreciate them. Wait, is that what I'm trying to say? I want to be here and appreciate my friends while they're here as well. And that's what I'm going to do because who knows? Who knows what can happen to me in 5 minutes' time? You know? Don't worry, I'm not going to have like a scare on here where it's just going to be like, boo, Halloween, a Halloween scary pop-up or whatever. I'm not going to do that to you guys. This is just something that I think about, and I just want to keep it clear that I don't want to classify this as sad, because being in your feelings is such a skill to have. To understand what you're going through and what you're thinking about is so important. And I really hope maybe this little voice memo, even though it's short, I hope it feels like a conversation that you maybe needed to have, because I know I needed it. So, hey, sorry for the sniffles. It's cold out here. But if you listen to this, I appreciate you. I do. If you lasted this long, I appreciate you. So thank you very much. Stay you. Stay beautiful. And let me know if you guys like this. Just DM me or something. Whatever it is. I love seeing and hearing that you guys are listening. And so I have no other way of doing that other than getting a comment or a DM from you. So please let me know. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Okay, bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.